Good morning, folks. Barry here again. I was wondering about different subjects to discuss to help keep this thing going. And I kind of got thinking about what it was that got me interested in all this from the very beginning. What it was that interested me in spirituality and in the teachings of Jesus, specifically in an ultimate sense. And my spiritual journey began, it had two kind of purposes. For the first 10 years or so, it was all about saving myself, in a sense. As a teenager, I had experienced many challenges and had been oftentimes quite despairing about the future and about life in general, became very cynical. And I ended up being happier than I could ever have imagined, and literally happier than it was possible for me to imagine at that time. And I kind of wanted to be able to speak to that troubled youth and tell him that it works out. It works out better than you can imagine, kid. You just have to have faith, you know, don't give up. Keep fighting the good fight and work every day towards wisdom, towards insight, towards understanding. The universe is not your enemy. People are fucking morons and they make stupid mistakes. They make all kinds of stupid mistakes. They set terrible examples, you know, but you don't have to make their mistakes and you don't have to follow their example. And that there is a better way, you know, and that the universe is going to prove itself to you, you know, that it's going to be better than you can imagine. And that's an important part of the message that I have today, because I want everybody to know that everybody who needs such a message of hope, such a message of kind of salvation and inspiration, and I think a lot of people do. You know, a lot of people are seriously overwhelmed by the challenges that they face. I mean, even I, knowing God and being fully inspired, get my ass handed to me by the universe from time to time, and it's tough. It's really fucking tough. You know, but I know for a fact that miracles happen, you know. I know also that some miracles can take 20 years to happen. You know, you can find yourself up to your eyeballs in trouble and can't imagine any way out of this situation. But slowly but surely, through the transformations of time and space and goodwill and God's grace, the impossible becomes amazingly possible and even simple and even looks almost natural and inevitable. You know, once upon a time I was a very troubled young man, and now I am a less troubled older man. You know, certainly not perfect, but I'm certainly happier. And so I've been working on that dimension of my ministry for a very long time. I've been very interested in promoting positive mental health and doing that through developing spiritual or awareness of spiritual realities and the means and methods of integrating them into your life, and of using the current best theories in terms of science and neuroscience and consciousness to help us facilitate a deeper understanding of ourselves and effect a more profound grasp of ourselves, so that we can more effectively discharge the energy and potential of self, you know. So that for a long time was a big part of my gig, to kind of to speak words of hope, encouragement, liberation, you know, liberation from fear and liberation from doubt and hope for the future. And the second part of my ministry was more towards addressing what I consider to be certain shortcomings within the Christian message, in terms of the representations of Jesus. Like, once I got, like, I knew God for years. I knew that I was a child of God and that all men were my brothers and that this is a great big universe that we live in, and that it's pretty much a school, you know, for helping us to become our best possible self. That I understood, that I believed, but it took me a while before I got around to Jesus. I had become deeply prejudiced about the Christian message and Jesus as a result of my experiences with Catholicism in Ireland. The hypocrisy and the scandalous cover-ups, or as I said, the cover-up of scandalous actions of the church in this country, of the Roman Catholic institutions and its hierarchy in this country, really left me shocked, bewildered, disgusted, and abandoned, you know. And I just couldn't, I couldn't make peace with that sort of thing. I've tried, I really have tried, like, you know, I mean, I worked as a school chaptain, and as a retreat facilitator, a job I loved, but, oh God, the bullshit is so hard to deal with, you know. It's kind of a problem when you're an idealist, you need to adjust downwards towards being a realist, so that you can more effectively serve your community instead of spending all your time in splendid isolation contemplating your ideas and doing fucking nothing to benefit the world. You know, well, I have my ideas though. You know, you have to be, ideas have to be compromised in order to work in a world like this. And it's just how much have to be compromised, you know. Some things anyway, I think. You know, you have to recognize that people are imperfect and they spend an awful long time in their life being imperfect and not trying one iota to change that. You know, they forget about this, like, be you perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect, that requires effort, intelligent effort, and they don't bother their ass. And so you end up with imperfect people running imperfect systems, and it's all quite maddening when you're an idealist, you know. When you set ideals that you aspire to live by and you see these other people who do not care. It's frustrating, you know, and it's it requires the fruits of the Spirit to respond appropriately, to respond with patience, kindness, forgiveness, forbearance, tolerance. You need a whole lot of that when you are an imperfect person dealing with other imperfect people, living in an imperfect world, dealing with imperfect systems with varying levels of corruption. So the second part of my ministry was always about a more kind of Jesus-based element in terms of trying to retrieve Jesus from the tomb of Christianity, as it's called, the tomb of Christian theology. There's plenty of theologians out there. I mean, I'm not denying the personal experience of the individuals, the value of their experience of Jesus. That's not something I deny. Jesus speaks to us all, God speaks to us all in unique and individual ways, and I am not out to undermine that particular element. What I am out to do is point out that there are elements which wouldn't appeal to me personally, and that's fair enough, you know. There's I mean, there's things that appeal to a Catholic that wouldn't appeal to a Bible-believing Christian. There's things that appeal to a Bible-believing Christian that wouldn't appeal to a Catholic. Doesn't mean that both are, that one is right and the other is wrong. You can't have this kind of monopoly fallacy. This like one has a monopoly of truth and the other is damned. You know, that's a delusion, and it's not a very helpful delusion when it comes to spiritual development. You know, because you get into this exclusive that we have the truth and the rest of them are damned. And, you know, it's a chosen people mentality, and it's not God's thing, because God chose us all. It's just that we have to choose to do His will, and His will is to bear spiritual fruit, and not a whole lot of people are very fond of that particular element. They're not fond of forgiveness, they're not fond of sharing, they're not fond of unselfishness, you know. They're fond of self-righteousness, they're fond of beating people up with a Bible. You know, there's all sorts of things people are fond of doing, you know, but bearing the fruits of the Spirit, it doesn't seem to be up there, strangely enough. So, I want to articulate in my ministry an appreciation of the life and teachings of Jesus, which I think is appealing and is not victim to the confusions which are inherent in the translation of his life and his message over the last 2,000 years. You know, that's a very long chain of Chinese whispers. And only the Spirit of Truth will help you find his message in a way that is most nourishing for your soul, your own soul. So that part of my ministry, the teaching about Jesus, his life, his message, his gospel, is a distinct element which it complements and can be related to the older previous element of bringing in a message of essential hope, you know, a message of faith. And these two together, when like the message of hope, message of faith, when it's integrated into an image of Jesus, it becomes a highly kind of proactive and dynamic philosophy of living and spiritual living, you know, and it's we need a whole lot more of that. I understand, like in my own personal experience, that I didn't always believe that Jesus was the Son of God, and therefore I do not feel, and I wasn't able to receive such a teaching. You know, I had encountered plenty of people who tried to tell me that. So I'm not out to tell people, I'm not out to convince people that Jesus is the Son of God. That's, if they want to find that out, they can find that out, you know. To me, he is. And I operate from that level. To me, God is real, you know. I'm not out to convince people. You can't convince people through logic, you know. The convictions of the reality of God are rooted deep, deep inside the soul of man. And nobody can take them from you, you know, and nobody can put them in there. Only God himself and your desire to know him, like, you know. So my approaches are like an attempt to integrate philosophy, spirituality, positive psychology, science, into an attractive paradigm that can enhance the lives of all, you know, that can help us gain insight into how the flesh affects our thinking and how we can become more aware of the role our biology plays in what I call biologic. Biologic, it's that reasoning that occurs as a result of the processes of our brain, those inherent processes like the fight or flight. You know, the way the limbic systems can co-opt the higher cognitive functions in order to serve its particular passion, whatever that passion is, whether it's survival or anger or whatever. And so that by becoming aware of these trigger switches within the human brain, we can learn to effectively capitalize upon them and integrate them into our lives in a way, or kind of disarm the tendencies and reprogram them so that we can more effectively use them to realize our greatest good, our highest potential, our divine self. So these series of talks and chats and reflections will be generally themed around those two things, both essentially a message of hope and salvation and of courage and fear not, believe only, and then a second element to try and present Jesus to people in a way to disentangle him from the traditions about him, you know, to explore the idea of tradition, to explore the idea of spiritual experience, and to do it in a way that liberates it from the traditions of old, so that it becomes an authentic possession of the individual, so that they are, as Peter said, able to give an account of the joy that they have, you know. I, because I had been, how would you say, caught by tradition, imprisoned by tradition for a while, and it's a scary place to be, you know, because once you're in, it's like a cult, you know. It's our way or it's hell. If you leave us, you will burn. And it's like an unholy fear that they put upon you, you know, that our gang is the only gang with truth, and if you leave us, you're rejecting truth. By rejecting us, you're rejecting truth, and you will burn for that. You will burn for that. And that message is not the message of Jesus, even though people try to tell you it is. You know, love me or I will burn you. I will burn you. Jesus, Mary and Joseph, that's just, can you imagine how muddled and mixed up the message has become when people are under the impression that that is the message that Jesus gave, you know? So, like, we gotta do some serious kind of excavation in terms of the meanings of tradition and spirituality and theology, to, in order to get to the kernel of soul nourishing truth that is inherent in his life and his message. And again, there's two distinct things. His life and his message are two different things. His message is that we are all the children of God, you know. God is our Father, the God of love is our Father. And, like, that's true whether Jesus says it or not. That is the truth. Like, you know, that, and that is an experience that I'd had before that. The experience of his identity as the Son of Man, as the Son of God, that's another dimension entirely. And it has all sorts of implications socially and religiously. That we haven't really fully explored yet, you know, and we can only do that when we begin to understand Jesus in a different way, I think. So I'll explore that. I'll explore what I think Jesus was about, what his message was about, and what his life was about, and, you know, hopefully in a way that you would be able to kind of go, yes, because I know myself, once upon a time, there was a time in my life where I wanted Jesus, but I didn't want the tradition, and I didn't know how I could access Jesus without the tradition. It seemed to me that Jesus was on the cross of tradition, you know, and I wanted him to be free. I wanted to know him in himself, and I wanted, as a result of that need in myself for a traditionless Jesus, I have gone out of, I'm interested in my ministry to bring a traditionless Jesus to people, to the people who would desire such a thing, you know. I mean, if you were happy within your Lutheran or your Reformed or your Catholic or your Bible believing tradition, and you think that is adequate for you spiritually, I'm not out to pull you out of that. I'm not out to challenge you away from that. I'm not out to diminish your faith and your hope and you know what sorts you out. I mean, if that works for you, that works for you, buddy. Go knock yourself out, you know, no bother. But if you have questions, if you have reservations, if you have doubts, you know, then I'd like to think that I can, because I once had questions, I had once doubts, I had once reservations, and I've managed to, through God's grace, through the work of Jesus and Paul, the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of Truth and all that stuff, managed to find my way to a place that, to green pastures and still waters, you know. And I would very gladly lead all men to these green pastures and still waters. So please stay tuned, and we will try to bring you this ever and on as the weeks and months and years pass. If you're interested in anything, if there's any particular topic you would be interested in having me explore, by all means, leave a comment or email me at info@strangepreacher.com or strangepreacher@gmail.com. Have a nice time, folks, and we chat to you soon. All the best.